shaking up your Saturday morning with Rosie on the house. Answering any question you might have about your house, home, castle, or cabin at the toll-free number, 1-888-767-4348. Wrapping up here on the topic of refinancing and mortgages with Harold Perkins of Galaxy Lending Group. We've got Brad Patassi from Maricopa Fire Department, the town of Maricopa, firefighter, paramedic, and public information officer. Coming in, we're going to be talking about fire safety in, out, and about, and around your house, home, castle, or cabin in the 10 o'clock hour. Mortgages. You know, Harold, we were talking in the break just a minute. I want to go back to these new regulations that we wanted to cover, new disclosures, a bunch of new rules that just went into effect this past week. But before we do, I'm confounded in the real estate that we own, why the rental market is so strong. I mean, at 4% mortgage rate, why would you ever even make a rent payment? You can own for less than you can rent.
You can own for less than you can rent, but then you're committed. And so I think that if we look at younger people, I think what we see is that home ownership amongst younger people isn't as high as it used to be in the past. That's what keeps the rents higher. When you buy a house, you're in it for the long term. If you're in your 20s or early 30s, even, you know, you don't know necessarily where your career is going to take you and where you want to live exactly. So you may not be committed to making that long-term purchase. And so I do think what the numbers will show us is that home ownership amongst the younger people is lower than it's been before.
But they're saving more, right? So it isn't going to come back and bite them in the end in 40 years when Social Security is broke.
Hopefully they're saving.
To me, it sounds like they're on a railroad to a brick wall.
Well, hopefully they're saving. What we'll see and what I expect that we'll see is then as the younger generations get more or further into their careers, we may see a little bit of a boom of home purchasing and a little bit of boom in the real estate market. I don't know when that'll happen, but I think mostly what we're seeing is just the home ownership amongst the millennials and the younger generations a little bit lower than other generations.
You got 1 minute to talk about the new regulations that went into effect this past Monday.
The new one's called TRID. It's essentially what our government has done is they've consolidated a lot of the loan disclosures that you'll see in your loan process. The biggest impact, that doesn't really impact us too much. We'll still disclose what the terms are. And so not a huge impact there. The big one's going to be at your closing. These are regulations that just went into effect at the end of last week. It causes a wait period from when you're given your final numbers to when you can actually go close on your house. There's now a mandatory 3-day wait period. There is some potential. None of those have closed yet. This just started last week. So we'll see what happens towards the end of the month. But there is some potential possibly for maybe a little bit longer process by a couple of days in purchasing a home. Once everybody works out their systems and figures out exactly what the government's looking for, then we'll see things flowing again. But a wait period has been added from when you see your final numbers to when you can actually close on your house.
They want you to read those documents.
They do. And so
then they should make them about one-tenth what they make them.
And it's the application package, those closing documents.
Man.
It's quite a stack. It's quite a stack of papers.
It is.
The big thing, they want you to see, but you can't, the idea behind it, it comes from a place of trying to help the consumer, making
right.
sure that you don't get to your closing not knowing exactly what the terms of your loan are, and then not having that pressure of take it or leave it. If you want your house, you have to sign it.
Right.
Nobody wants anybody in that situation. So that's the spirit that it comes from. But if your lender is working with you and communicating with you right from the start, there should never be those surprises at the end anyway.
Harold Perkins of Galaxy Lending Group, the only Rosie-certified mortgage lender in the state of Arizona. It's the home of stellar loans and sound advice. The number 602 602- 595-1233. Operators are standing by this morning. You can ring them to get in line to get your answers to your questions from Harold and his staff on Monday morning. 602-595-1233. Harold, thanks so much for joining us. We really appreciate it.
Awesome. Thanks, Rosie. It's always a pleasure.
All right. When we get back, we'll be talking fire safety. And those of you listening in Pima and Pinal County, we've got the Saba Home and Garden Show coming up October 23rd, 24th, and 25th by the Southern Arizona Home Builders Association. And they've granted us a big batch of tickets. If you'd like a family pack of four tickets for free, let us know at info@rosieonthehouse.com with your mailing address, and we'll get you that pack before the weekend of October 23rd. We'll see you there. We'll be broadcasting live.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or ranking Arizona.